the session's update.
Morning, Mr. Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Heffler, Scott Simpson, Director of the Parks Division. Wanted to give you have a brief conversation about and give a couple updates on where we're at with a few of our concessions. We've put together a small work group with a few commissioners that are in the room and some that aren't, and have been going through a process of looking at some of our concessions, some leases that are coming up, and how we want to deal with them in the future. And I'd like to give you a little update about where we're at with three of them. Start with Spring Creek, which Spring Creek's lease ended last year. They're currently operating under a one-year extension. We were advised that they are not interested in pursuing another one-year extension. The prospectus was offered a couple of different times. As we've met with the work group and as we've had discussions with the ownership group and internal discussions, Secretary Heffler and I notified Spring Creek, help me with the date, Kelly, a month ago, a few weeks, 3 weeks ago. We notified the ownership group that we would no longer be seeking a concession at Spring Creek, and that at the end of this year, we will be moving towards a solution that doesn't have a concessionaire at Spring Creek. What does that mean? It means that for the last several decades, or a few decades, we've had a private business up there that has operated in conjunction with the department, and we will not see that likely going forward. That means that at the end of this year, we as a department and they as owners of some possessory interest at the location, we need to come to a mutual agreement about how they move on and how we move in, and what those dollars look like. They own some buildings up there. They have some personal property up there. They own the convenience store and the lodge and some of the cabins. They own the dock that has the gas pump on it. That's their physical holdings, where we own the land. We own the boat dock and the boat ramp. They have the docks and whatnot. And we'll be moving having those conversations with the concessionaire to again find what that agreed upon solution is, both time wise and monetarily, to move forward. We don't have a lot of communication with them right now. We've reached out to talk about what maybe some of those creative solutions are, and we're going to continue to have those conversations, but it would be our hope that we would have those things wrapped up, obviously, by the end of the lease term, which is the first of the year, and we'll likely be coming back to the commission with a plan to make that purchase, to come up with that creative funding idea that again ends that relationship with the Spring Creek ownership group. So don't know what that means for next spring yet. I think it's our intention that we would certainly like to provide at least a majority of the opportunity that is still up there at Spring Creek, the marina and the cabins and those kinds of things. But, we don't know what that option looks like for a restaurant in the future, a convenience store in the future. We're going to get creative and think outside the box and hopefully be able to provide the public what they're looking for. But I think our main focus would likely be at the marina level. That's a popular thing and keeps traffic moving up there in the Spring Creek Peninsula, and we want to make sure that we have that opportunity. So any questions about Spring Creek? If not, and move on to the second one, which is Roy Lake. Roy Lake, about a year prior to the ending of their lease on December 31st of 2018, we started to provide a prospectus out there to, at the owner's request, to find a new purchaser, to allow them to find a new purchaser for the Roy Lake property. Started, I think that purchase price started around $1 million. Is that right, Al? So give or take $100,000. again, that was about almost 2 years ago. We've offered that prospectus several times. We've signed a one-year management agreement with the ownership group up there. They have lowered their price. I think they're down to around $600,000. And as far as I know, there is not a viable offer out there to the current owners as far as a purchase of that place. So the prospectus expired. The last prospectus that we put out there expired, I believe it was September 12th. And I was asked if we're not going to change the prospectus, the director can just automatically offer it again. And I said, let's hang on to that for a second. We're moving in a direction up at Spring Creek. Let's talk about that a little bit. So we did not just automatically offer that prospectus out there again, and we are looking at some different options for Roy Lake that hopefully would be suitable to us, would be suitable to the owner, but there's a couple of different ideas out there that may not be just let's offer another prospectus, let's do that same thing over and over and over again. We need to have some further conversation with the ownership group up there, and we'll be able to bring back some more details to you in the future. But as of right now, we are not offering that additional prospectus out there. So, any questions about Roy Lake and where we might be with that process? If not, the final concession that I wanted to kind of give you an update about is Lewis and Clark. About a month ago, maybe a little longer, the concessionaire of the marina portion of the Lewis and Clark operation down there came forward with an idea that he would like to inject some new life into the marina down there with a new dock design and an expansion, and inject some capital into that operation. We're really excited about this. This is an opportunity for the department. It's an opportunity for the concessionaire. Last week, I went down and visited with Chris Donlin, who's the owner of that particular concession, and had a great visit with him about what this injection of capital and what it could look like on a long-term basis as far as the department, how we could maybe move this to an area where we aren't dealing with these kinds of things like we're dealing with at Spring Creek, where we get to the end of a concession and we've got this great big price tag on something. And he and I had some great conversations along with some other staff. And I think we're working in a great direction down there at Lewis and Clark that might see some major upgrades to that concession, that marina. I asked Chris to be prepared in November to come and speak with you and lay that plan out so that you can understand what it is that he's got going. We're going to continue to work with him to try to finalize what those details are of what that new concession agreement may be. The kind of capital that he's talking about investing in the marina is likely going to require an extension of his contract, of his lease. When you're talking several millions of dollars, a bank is not going to finance that if we say, hey, well, you've got 5 more years to regain that investment, or 10 more years. So we'd be looking at something that's a little more long-term, and I think that that's appropriate. Those are good conversations for us to have, and we're moving forward in a positive direction. But I do need to get back with Chris. He was heading out of state as soon as we were done talking to him, and we need to shore up some of those details to see if we can't. Hopefully it's in November when he's coming to present that plan that we would have an agreement in place. If not, we'll present the plan in November and likely come back with whatever that resolution looks like in December. But in either case, Chris is looking to have this kind of figured out by the first of the year so that he can start making his plans for the following year and what that looks like for construction and upgrade of those docks and slips down there. So that's an exciting thing, and I think it might be if we can get this put together in the fashion that I think we can, it might be a new model for us to look forward to as we look at some of these other concessions. So happy to take any questions about that, although I do want to, at least the details of the plan, I'd like to leave that to Chris for next month. So,
Commissioner Phillips.
Thank you.
Commissioner Phillips here.
I've been a partner to some of these discussions with Scott, and these concession issues are complicated. They're getting more complicated all the time. It's taken some creative thinking, some thinking outside the box, and that's exactly what you're doing and your staff, and I think we need to go forward with that type of thought, that we can't do it like we always did. There's some other ideas out there, and you found some, and I appreciate it, and thank you for all the good work.
Thank you.
Any other comments or questions?